Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 House Republicans joined Democrats to impeach President Trump on charges of incitement of an insurrection on Wednesday. The final vote was 232 to 197. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns tells Fox News the realities of impeaching a former president.
The principal penalty per the Constitution is removal from office. So you can only imagine the average person scratching their head saying, wait a minute, this is to remove him from office, but he's already out of office. Now that he's impeached, he can't run again. So the law is that in order for that to happen, the president has to be convicted by the 67 senator votes first. Then it's an ancillary or additional penalty of disqualification.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Republican colleagues Wednesday that he has not made a final decision on how he will vote on impeachment and that the proceedings will not begin until after the inauguration. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Social media app Parler may be gone forever after being exiled from various service providers, including Google and Amazon. CEO John Mazza made the announcement Wednesday and cited the Capitol Hill protests as the reason for conservative censorship. Legal filings said the Twitter alternative was home to 12 million users. President Trump on Wednesday addressed the Capitol Hill riot.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Formal charges are being brought against a former Michigan governor and others for their actions leading up to Flint's water supply poisoning their citizens. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will face charges as part of the ongoing investigation into the Flint water crisis. Snyder was charged Wednesday with 2 counts of willful neglect of duty, the first time that a governor or former governor of the state has been charged with a crime related to their time in office. The misdemeanor charges are punishable with up to 1 year in prison. They stem from a cost-cutting decision made during his administration to change the source of Flint, Michigan's water supply from the Detroit water system to a contaminated Flint River, leading to pipe corrosion and lead contamination. An outbreak of Legionnaire's disease followed that killed 12 people and sickened more than 80 others. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The poisoning of Flint, Michigan water supply was first discovered in 2014. President Trump addressed the American people Wednesday and called out those that stormed the Capitol building on January 6th.
Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, let me tell you, it starts with the truth, ladies and gentlemen, the whole truth and nothing but. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask the question when it came to January the 6th, who all was there? I'm sorry, I don't buy into Republican statements that say that, well, 99% were MAGA country. And this was all a result of a speech of insurrection presented by Donald Trump. When you read the text, I'm sorry, I don't get there. And there are some people, even like Dan Crenshaw, that up to now I've respected, but I disagree with his conclusion and assessment of how he heard what the president had to say. You know, some of this that takes place, you know, like any words that go out, you have to think about what's in your heart and how you receive it in your own worldview. And I don't know, I don't consider myself to be naive. I think I'm pretty politically adept and understand a lot about what's going on. I've been studying this most of my life. And, you know, and I'm happy to reason with reasonable people over this. But I think that it's also reasonable to ask for the facts and really understand what's going on. Now, the New York Times, curiously, did a date stamp and started to set out in motion exactly each minute what happened. And one of the interesting date stamps right off the bat was the activity, the disruption at the Capitol happened 20 minutes before Donald Trump was finished with his speech. So that gives us some indication and awareness. But there's so much more that we need to understand. And jumping to the conclusion of, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and impeach the president a second time, as if we weren't distracted enough the first time when we did so. Megan Barth joins us now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, was there at the Capitol building, was there in D.C. for many of the Stop the Steal events. And, Megan, we really need your perspective and your eyewitness reporting on this to help people understand, you know, exactly as best we can right now, you know, what went on.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Bill. Sure will. We had to leave the hotel at about 7 a.m. in order to get over to the Ellipse in time. We were wanded and patted down. Our purses were searched by police at the Ellipse. There were x-ray machines and stuff to go through, just similar to what you would see at the airport.
Right.
So we knew security was going to be tight at the Ellipse. We thought security would be equally as tight as at the Capitol or surrounding the Capitol.
Real quick, was it any different as far as the security? Did you notice any difference in the security that particular day versus the two previous events that were held there in D.C.?
The security was tight because the president was speaking.
Yes.
I'm not sure which two events you're referring to and prior, but
Well, there were two Stop the Steal event, two rallies that happened, I think, 4 weeks apart, right? And there was, I think, a rally that had happened, I think, 6 weeks earlier where there was 1.4 million people there. The establishment media said thousands of people showed up, and it was 1.4 million, according to the D.C. police. And then 4 weeks after that, there was another one that took place. Another equal number of people showed up then. But this one, it seems, based on the video and that, the numbers were even larger. Larger than those two previous.
Oh, the numbers were huge. Yeah, I spoke at Freedom Plaza on November 14th, and when we marched to the Supreme Court, you know, I noticed police on the sidewalks and things like that, and we had permits, so, you know, everything was permitted. It was all, the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted. Mm-hmm. But this security was tighter at the Ellipse because the president was speaking, so we actually had places to go into. Now, those who did not go into the Ellipse, who maybe stood outside of the area where the president was speaking, I was only in the third row. Mm-hmm. So because I was so close to the stage, we had different security than the people that were by the Lincoln Memorial. I can't speak to those people. But they were so far away that I don't think that the security was as tight. And actually, I kind of know it wasn't because I had to go through the crowd. So.
Right.
Nonetheless, the security was tight to get close to the president. And as you mentioned, in that timeline, which was also published on the nationalpulse.com, Raheem Kassam's website, which is a fantastic news website, that the timeline simply doesn't fit the Trump supporters being able to get to the Capitol in time. You know, all of us marched after the president said, you know, peacefully go to the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And happily make your voices heard or something to that effect. You know, when we got to the Capitol, it took us about an hour to go a mile and a half because of the crowd. It was just such a big crowd, mm-hmm. and a happy crowd, mm-hmm. and a patriotic crowd.
Right.
The thing I noticed immediately was not only the crowd that assembled in front of the Capitol, but I had to go to the back of the Capitol, which I think was the south side, because we had a stage. And there were going to be about 20 of us that were going to address the crowd. Well, once we got to the back of the Capitol, there were maybe 1,000 people in the back of the Capitol. And I immediately noticed that there really was limited police presence. I honestly couldn't believe it. I looked at my friend and I said, well, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the vice president is inside the Capitol. Where is the police?
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the three steps, there's three stairways that go into the back of the Capitol. There were about four police guarding each stairway. And we're talking, you know, right now we had 1,000 people, and I knew that crowd was going to grow.
Yes.
And then sure enough, I saw people getting onto the steps of the Capitol, so I knew that the police did not succeed in securing the steps.
You can't have one police officer holding back a crowd, and this is starting at 1,000. So some of the people that had gathered on the south side started going up the south side of the Capitol building and the steps there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also saw a guy, because I was about 100 to 200 yards back where the stage was set up.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that there was a guy with a chair, and I don't know where he got a chair. That was trying to break the windows of the Capitol in one area. And I saw Trump supporters grab him in his chair and pull him down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also heard the Trump supporters in the back of the Capitol start chanting F Antifa, F Antifa. So it tells me, and I also saw black helmets.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was odd, right? I said, this isn't right. And I looked at my girlfriend and I said, this feels like this is a setup. I literally looked at her and said, this feels like a setup.
Right.
And then the next thing we know, we hear the sirens. So I thought, well, someone must be hurt. And then I heard flashbangs. And my friend's like, what's that? I go, it's a flashbang. I go, this isn't good. And then we saw a red flare go up in the air. And that's when the small group and myself, many of them speakers, one of them just said the event's been canceled, you know, no one's speaking today, this is getting out of control, and that's when we left.
Exactly.
So
wow.
I was there for maybe not even an hour.
Mm.
So I left at 3 o'clock. The president stopped speaking at 1:15. I got to the Capitol about 2:15, and I ended up leaving at about 3.
Well, Megan Barth is our guest, and she was there and giving an eyewitness report. And we've got more to talk about, including a Utah activist who was, part of those that did break into the U.S. Capitol. There's actual video footage of that, too. And we've got more from Megan after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Hey, we're fresh and independent just the way you like to hear from us. That is our commitment to you, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, even though there are antithetical forces that want to have their own truth, as Justin Danhoff had said earlier. Sadly, that's the condition, and as I share with my kids all the time, and they go, oh, Dad, we know, experience defines preference. We are experiencing a lot, and we have, particularly in the last 4 years, And certainly 75 million voters for Donald Trump had determined their preference. And of course, you know, the questions still remain, you know, the truth of this election process. I mean, it is amazing. Our elected officials matter-of-factly want to insist that this was a free and fair election. And I'm going, how do you, on what basis? You know, Megan, and again, I'm not trying to, you know, rattle up something. I'm just asking, you know, the question that Main Street America is asking is that if you have proof, I mean, you want proof that, that, and I believe some proof has been delivered, but if that's the case, then where is the proof that this was, in fact, a free and fair election, not a bunch of political hacks covering their back ends, insisting that nothing happened here, move on, and the numbers are not adding up to give you a sense of confidence in this election. And then you've got, you know, this alleged peaceful transition of power that is to take place. And on the eve of all this, the Democrats decide, for the sake of some sort of end zone dance and some punctuation, to impeach the president of the United States one more time. How insane is this?
Yeah, well, how insane is it that, and I don't know what station this is owned by, but Cumulus Radio had put out a statement a couple days ago, I believe, and I just found out I'm on some Cumulus stations, but it's not going to stop me from talking about voter fraud, but Cumulus wants their hosts to stop talking about voter fraud.
Oh, sure. You'll be separated immediately was the memo that went out. But yet some of the key, I'm interesting, some of the key talk show hosts like Levin and Shapiro, they're not, you know, they said they didn't get the memo. But it's interesting. I mean, I got a copy of the memo. Not that I work for Cumulus. You know, this is one of the things that we're very, I guess we're privileged to be in this independent position, that we're not beholden to any one network. You know, but let's not abandon. I mean, abandoning the truth at the expense of the American people, our psychology, the future of our politics is very dangerous.
And censorship is dangerous, and censorship is designed to bury the truth and to promote propaganda. And that's what we're witnessing right now, and that's what communists do. That communists produce propaganda, they bury the truth, and then they actually punish those who are truth seekers and speakers. And so what we're witnessing is just the transformation of this country that was promised to us by the Communist Democrat Party. Chuck Schumer said it clearly. They take Georgia, and they're going to change America. Well, they certainly are doing that, aren't they?
Yes.
And so for any talk show host to bend to the will of his corporate masters, I don't necessarily understand it. Of course, you know, you need to make money. So, but if someone wanted to muzzle me and I could still make money, I would abandon the muzzle, much like I've abandoned the mask, because muzzles and masks don't work. Specifically in a free society. So James O'Keefe yesterday published a video that shows that the work that he did, or at least his journalists did down in Texas, proves that, yes, there is actually voter fraud going on. The woman was arrested after she was caught on video bragging about ballots for cash. You know, each vote that she got that was fraudulent, she made anywhere between $8 and $10. She's facing 20 years in prison. Now, she's just not an anomaly.
Right.
She's actually,
well, you got the guy. You got the guy up in Minnesota, Ilhan Omar's activist, who was ballot harvesting, which James O'Keefe also caught on video. And I heard nothing other than they asked him about it, and he goes, "Oh no, that was a bunch of hype," and he denied it and whatever, you know, kind of thing. And so that, I mean, you let him go when there's clear evidence. I mean, he's showing his car filled with ballots that he had harvested in the local community there in these tenements and these retirement homes and that.
Correct. But see, you have to understand, too, that Minnesota is now controlled by the DFC, which is, I think, the Democrat Farmers something or other. But nonetheless, it's a communist organization that was actually nearly defunct until they were able to raise a bunch of money and get a new leader. And then what they did was just take over all of the executive branches of Minnesota, including the AG. So when you have communists running the show, you're not going to have law and order. Let's not forget, in Minnesota as well, they just let the riots go on, and we had Democrats that were encouraging the riots by bailing out the rioters. And now it's been shown on justthenews.com this morning that the bail fund that was established in Minnesota is refusing to release the people that they released back out on the streets after they committed mayhem, violence, through rioting. But we were told for months that that wasn't rioting. As cities were being burned down and cops were being assaulted.
Mostly peaceful. They were mostly peaceful.
Yeah, we
Come
were told
on.
That they were mostly peaceful and that we weren't supposed to just use the actions of a few to denigrate the whole movement. But now, fast forward, we're going to use the actions of a few at the Capitol to denigrate all Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. We have people losing their jobs. We have people losing their bank accounts. We have people that have been completely publicly humiliated just simply because they're a Trump supporter. And this is what happens in communist countries. This is what's happening here in America today because of the Democrat power structure, because
exactly.
of the Democrat narrative, and because of censorship.
Mm-hmm. So what about this Utah activist, John Sullivan, that you have featured on your website, who organized Antifa protests near the U.S. Capitol before it was stormed? In fact, you actually see in the video, you see his image participating inside of the Capitol building.
Correct. I want to know how he got in there. And see, if we had an honest press, we would know more about John Earl Sullivan. Actually, John Earl Sullivan would be part of our everyday discussion, but his name now is buried. And supposedly he was arrested, and I believe he was released. But how did he get into the Capitol to film the execution of Ashley Babbitt? How did he get in the Capitol to film? Did he have press credentials? Why would they give press credentials to a black BLM activist who basically started an insurgency group in Utah, who threatened the president of the United States on a stage in D.C.? How was he allowed into the Capitol? How did he get into the Capitol? These are the questions that I have that remain unanswered, that the questions that the mainstream media, if we had an honest press, would be asking. He was the one that filmed Ashley Babbitt getting shot.
Exactly.
And so we know a lot about John Earl Sullivan as far as his radical group and his past, and we have his speeches, but we certainly don't know that the golden question or the answer to the golden question, how did he get into the Capitol?
Mm-hmm.
We saw Capitol Police allowing people in, basically opening the doors and opening the gates to allow people with backpacks and flagpoles and rudimentary weapons. I could never get into the Capitol with a backpack without being fully searched. I've been to the Capitol plenty of times for meetings. I've been under the Capitol for private meetings where I needed extra security and extra passes to get down to the Capitol. To just open the Capitol, especially with the vice president inside, was a dereliction of duty at the very minimum.
Mm-hmm.
These are the questions. There are so many questions that if we had an honest press, we would have answers to. But instead, the press is actually just nothing but an extension of the Democrat Party, which is just an extension of fascism, Marxism, socialism, and communism.
Very much seems to be. Yeah, the other thing about John Earl Sullivan was he was tweeting about BLM buses in D.C. on the 6th. I mean, this would indicate that there was a planned insurgency by Black Lives Matter, and we're finding out also Antifa was involved as well. But, you know, these were mostly MAGA supporters. As I said, even some Republican legislators have said 99% were MAGA people. We don't know that. Inside of the building, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
Exactly.
But that's the narrative that they want because it helps them achieve absolute power.
Megan Barth, thank you.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 House Republicans joined Democrats to impeach President Trump on charges of incitement of an insurrection on Wednesday. The final vote was 232 to 197. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns tells Fox News the realities of impeaching a former president.
The principal penalty per the Constitution is removal from office. So you can only imagine the average person scratching their head saying, wait a minute, this is to remove him from office, but he's already out of office. Now that he's impeached, he can't run again and so on. So the law is that in order for that to happen, the president has to be convicted by the 67 senator votes first. Then it's an ancillary or additional penalty of disqualification.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Republican colleagues Wednesday that he has not made a final decision on how he will vote on impeachment and that the proceedings will not begin until after the inauguration. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, you having trouble with those New Year's resolutions? Hey, you want to look and feel your best in 2021? Well, we have a beauty and wellness expert. Grace Gold is back with us, and she's got some top tips and products for you to attain those New Year's resolutions. I know how hard it can be. Not even sure where to start with those resolutions, right? Especially with everything going on this year. Well, we all love the idea of a new and improved version of ourselves to kick off a new year, but it's often hard to make it past week two, right? Whether you're revamping your beauty and wellness routines or looking for tips and tricks to level up your current one, a beauty and wellness expert, Grace Gold, as I mentioned, is here to tell us all about it with her easy-to-maintain tips, tricks, and tools. Now, she will have us sticking to our resolutions in 2021. No pressure, Grace Gold.
Yes, well, you know, the easiest way to stick to your resolutions, Bill, is you got to make them fun. And if you're like most people, getting active, it's at the top of the resolution list. And something that I've really been enjoying is the new Fitness Boxing 2 rhythm and exercise game. It's for the Nintendo Switch system.
Yes.
And it's really about fitness meeting fun. So what it is, they're personalized workouts set to a full roster of all those upbeat chart-topping tunes. You can get your high high-energy workout in that'll have you jabbing, uppercutting, dodging, and more from the comfort of your home. And now this is a great way to get in a guided workout, track your activity on your own, or you can even grab a friend and do two-player mode, which is just such a fun way to get moving this time of year.
Don't you love what they did with this? I mean, I think it was terrific. I think, you know, the old idea that they had previously was awesome. You know, it just kind of started you out in a simple sort of way, but you know, technology coming together with all the creative ideas that have evolved over the years with this is just really makes this a very convenient, very fun, as you say, and very profitable experience, especially when it comes to your health, right?
Definitely. I mean, I feel like they're almost tricking you into working out. You get to listen to your favorite music and follow along.
Well, Grace, we know how important, you know, hey, look at New Year's. It's a time for us to reflect a little bit and say, look, it's time to really work on being a better version of myself. So what other tips do you have?
Yes, well, when it comes to looking and feeling great, you know, taking proper care of your hair should be high on your list. And I've got a couple of tips for you here. So the first one is OGX Extra Strength Frizz-Free and Keratin Smoothing Oil Collection. It brings the salon-worthy strength, smoothing, and style with 5 benefits in one bottle. Now, the line includes a shampoo, conditioner, and Miracle Gloss Smoothing Spray for a rich, luscious blend that repairs hair, reduces styling time. It's infused with keratin, argan oil, and ceramides to really reinforce your strands, prevent breakage, reduce frizz, smooth hair, and add shine. I have been loving that. And then secondly, you know, a healthy scalp is also crucial for strong and beautiful strands. We can get really dry scalp this time of year. To get to the root of it all, Neutrogena Healthy Scalp Hydro Boost Shampoo and Conditioner with Hyaluronic Acid. Now, this helps boost scalp's hydration levels, moisturize hair. They contain clinically proven pH-balanced formulas to cleanse and moisturize your scalp without stripping your strands, which is so important. And all Neutrogena Healthy Scalp products are not only great for dry scalp and hair, they're also suitable for all hair types, including color-treated hair.
Well, we're visiting with Grace Gold. She's got all the tips for us to look our best in 2021 and to fulfill these New Year resolutions. She's a beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert. She's appeared on Today, Good Morning America, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox affiliates across the country. This is why her name and her voice sounds so doggone familiar. Grace, these are some good tips to keep us, you know, true to, you know, our ambitions, you know, with our New Year's resolutions and that. What else can we talk about?
Sure. Well, you know, another thing I want to mention, a lot of us are getting into the back to the fitness, the wellness, and we got those muscle aches and pains. You don't want that to get in the way of your fitness journey. So after my toughest workouts, I've been using Arnicare. Now, what it is, it's a non-greasy, unscented plant-powered gel that relieves muscle pain and stiffness due to minor injuries, overexertion, and falls. It also helps reduce discoloration from bruises. Now, it's a plant-powered topical homeopathic medicine. It's made from Arnica, Montana, which is actually a type of mountain daisy, which has been used for centuries to relieve pain. I like the Arnicare gel because it really quickly absorbs into the skin. It's not greasy or sticky, has no added fragrances, dyes, or parabens. Definitely easy to apply and something a lot of us need this time of year.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that, you know, when we get pain and a little bit of discomfort, that can interrupt our intent, you know, to keep on the routine, and it'll slow us down because, you know, we're always fighting in any kind of exercise regimen or any new habit that we want to create. We've got to be consistent for, you know, they tell us, you know, for 28 days or so. And so we want to keep those days and keep the momentum going. So Arnicare goes a long way, especially if you feel a little bit of soreness. And you'd be surprised how well it works, right?
It absolutely does work really great. I've used it for years. And, you know, sometimes you jump back into that fitness routine, you forget you're not 20 years old anymore. You're a little surprised. So this definitely helps.
It's like a good friend of mine. She, you know, she says, "Oh, Bill, I just got a case of the OLD. It just creeps up on me." You know, I go, "Yeah, you're so right. That's exactly what happens to us all." Well, Grace, you know, look, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Now, for you, in terms of the things that you've been sharing with us, you know, what is your top tip? I mean, if there was one thing, the most important thing we could do, you know, with our New Year's resolutions, what do you recommend?
Well, it's like you mentioned, consistency. And listen, don't get discouraged if you fall off for a day or two. It's not about every day doing it. It is those small, simple steps, you know, making sure you get out, get that walk in, get moving. That is the bottom line. You want to be consistent.
You know, I'm so glad you said that. I know with my parents, I would tell them, I said, look, at a short walk, you know, came from an athletic family. So anytime we do anything athletic, we think we have to go to extremes. And that's what kind of, you know, knocks you out is when you try to do too much too soon. But, you know, I'd say, look, just go walk a block. Just walk a block and back, and you'd be surprised what happens. And sure enough, you know, one block begets two blocks, three blocks, and, you know, next thing you know, you're starting to do, you know, a quarter of a mile, half a mile, you know, kind of deal. You're not training for a marathon here. All we're trying to do is to be kind to our bodies, and your recommendation here and your advice is key. And so we just got to keep the blood moving, don't we?
Yes, and, you know, those recovery days are very important. You mentioned you don't have to kill yourself every time you work out. In fact, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be pushing yourself and then taking a couple days, you know, maybe just doing that walk. Your body definitely needs to recover as well.
Well, like you said, this is all part of the fun, right? And being in pain is not fun. I mean, we're going to go through a little bit of soreness, especially, I mean, depending on how sedentary you have been in light of this past year with COVID and that and all these dangers that we have out there between the flu season, COVID, and other things that we're having to deal with. It's so important more than ever for our immune system to be built up. I mean, yeah, we're wearing a mask, we're washing our hands, but I'm really surprised that the CDC and other scientists are not talking about how important fitness is, especially in light of this virus. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. Between the fitness and things you should be doing, like taking your zinc and your vitamin D, a lot of us are deficient, especially in the wintertime. It is so tied to our immune systems. Sleeping, which is what you need to be doing to recover and help your immune system. These are all things that we should be doing to, you know, really protect ourselves as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, Grace, you've been awesome as always. Appreciate all the great tips and the encouragement for all of us to be faithful to these 2021 New Year's resolutions so that we can attain the better version of ourselves. And that's our wish for everybody out there. Grace Gold is a beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert. As I said, she's appeared on Today, Good Morning America, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox affiliates. This is why she sounds so familiar and her voice as well. Grace, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks for having me. Stay safe and well.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Despite being the second most common blood cancer, responsible for nearly 13,000 American deaths annually, multiple myeloma is considered a rare disease. Multiple myeloma develops in the bone marrow, where normal blood cells grow and plasma cells are made to help fight infection. It crowds these cells and produces an abnormal antibody known as M-protein, which can cause tumors, impair the immune system, and more. Multiple myeloma is a relapsing, remitting cancer, meaning the disease is likely to return even if a patient had initially responded to therapy. Each patient's treatment journey is unique. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma can be manageable for many patients. Victoria Akins has been living with the disease since 2014.
I tried to be tough when my multiple myeloma started to take a physical toll, but it was hard to accept my new limitations after being so independent and active all my life. I am, though, grateful I received an early diagnosis and that my care team really helped me manage my symptoms. I know that while multiple myeloma is a chronic disease, there are treatment options every step of the way, and I have a great team to guide me. I am glad my life is getting back to a routine that I'm more familiar with.
Multiple myeloma can impair immune function, so it's important to note the potential risk of COVID-19 and stay safe. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Dr. Ted Bear time, founder and publisher of Movie Guide, and always an honor to go one-on-one with him to talk about all things entertainment and movie, and especially at a time, you know, there is a value of entertainment for times like this, Dr. Ted, is it not?
It's true. There's a lot of entertainment that can lift you up and make you feel happier and more joyous and also deal with the problems that we're facing. And, of course, we have an article in Movie Guide exactly about that, which I asked my staff to prepare, looking at movies about people who trusted in God in the midst of crises. And I could have put a lot more movies in there, such as Breakthrough, which is by my friend Devon Franklin, which is about a woman whose son dies. Literally, he's brain dead for so long, they think there's nothing can be done about him. And she prays, and she trusts the Holy Spirit, and she cries out and says, Holy Spirit, give him breath. And then Desmond Dawson, Hacksaw Ridge, who's condemned for his faith and his beliefs, and turns the whole thing around by sticking to his faith. And the Graham Stame story, which is absolutely beautiful about you know, this missionary from Australia is just a medical missionary who's trying to help people. And, you know, he's being attacked by the press, and they instigate all sorts of people, Hindus, you know, every week or so. Because we had an office for years in India. A Christian gets killed in India. Mm. And so he was killed and burned in his car and his Jeep with his two kids, his two little boys, beautiful. And all he was trying to do is provide medical assistance. That's it. And the press was anti-Graham Stain, saying that he was trying to evangelize people. He wasn't. I mean, you know, that's a call, but he was a medical missionary. So there you go. There's movies that can help you deal with the problem. Other people have faced bigger problems, and certainly, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and others. I can think of a lot of them that are a lot older that are worth watching.
Exactly. It's worth going back into the archives and reviewing some of these to be inspired. And there's something, like you say, about entertainment movies. Comedy can do this as well, is that it arrests the resistance that we have, because sometimes, you know, as Jordan Peterson has said, Dr. Ted, that we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And I think that our country right now, we've given up theology for ideology, and we're paying a price. I mean, there's too much chaos running amok right now. And whether it's movies to remind us of maybe some of our better angels and some, you know, great stories there that can disarm us for a moment to realize that maybe what we're fussing about is not all that important, that there's yet a higher calling.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And go to movieguide.org and find out more.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate the reminder on that. You better believe I'm going to go to the archives, and I recommend to our audience to do so as well. It could be quite an uplifting experience. Another article that you have here is regarding John Voight, who has come out and condemned, you know, the violence that's been happening in our country. And again, we're reminded, and I appreciate his words, you know, to love God and love his people.
Well, I've known John for a while. He's come to the Movie God Awards. He started an organization in L.A. of people of faith and values in L.A. that reached up to 3,000, and some of them are studio heads, and it's interesting that they have trouble speaking out, but when they came together, called Friends of Abe, they were very outspoken about their beliefs, and John has always been outspoken about his strength and his beliefs, and, you know, calling the problem of voter fraud and everything else. But John calls for love. I think he gets my daily scripture verses. And, you know, what we do need to do is love one another, although we understand that every man is fallen, and we understand that, you know, some of the things that are being said on the other side, like the head of PBS saying that the children should be taken out of Christian homes and put into re-education camps and stuff like that is abhorrent. You have to, loving your enemy under these circumstances is difficult. We do a Kairos Prize for scripts, and one of the scripts that it keeps getting better is about a man in Africa who's wrongly put in jail in another country. He's subjected to the greatest indignity. He's a Christian. He's a pastor. And this is a true story. And finally, he's told by one of the inmates who's a Christian, well, do you love your enemy who's been persecuting him? And so he goes out of his way to, and what the enemy has done to persecute him is so bad.
Yes.
So even in the midst of all this, we have to love our enemy. That means we don't tell them, avoid telling them the truth that'll set them free, and calling for them to not lie, cheat, steal. But it also means that we need to love them deeper, that we actually were willing to care for them.
Exactly. Well, when we realize our own testimony and appreciation of God's grace in our life, you can't help but want to extend that to others, because but for the grace of God go you or I. And the realization of that becomes a powerful force, and you become a powerful force and instrument for God's work, right?
Well, you know, I was a card-carrying Marxist member of the National Lawyers Guild that represented the Chicago Seven, and before I came to Christ, and I came out of a position of being in the entertainment industry and being very liberal and being very licentious and doing a lot of things that you see in the movie, The Chicago Seven. And the interesting thing is that that movie is being lauded for an Academy Award. And yet what it says is that these young boys, Tom Hayden and Jerry Rubin and others, who caused panics and riots and attacked the police and everything else, needed to be and attack the Democratic Convention. And the elected officials, they needed to be forgiven. They needed to be have their free speech, although they were being aggressive. And all of that is, the position that I would have held to when I was part of the legal team, the National Lawyers Guild, that was representing the Chicago Seven. So it's interesting that now you have people attacking conservatives for their beliefs and their right to protest, and they're taking them off of, and Bill, let me be perfectly frank with this. If it's allowed for all of these social media to take conservatives off and Christians off, and, you know, it happens to us. I did my testimony online about coming out of communism. We had over a million people come to it. We had many young people, mostly young people, 90%, mostly young men. Many came to Christ. And, of course, YouTube removed us for a while for a Christian testimony. All it was a Christian testimony. Now, if that's true, Well, then we have the right. Then you're saying that restaurants have the right to not serve LGBTQ or whatever group you're in favor of, or Mexican Americans or immigrants or anything else. You're saying if these people have the right to do that to conservatives, why not everybody? Why couldn't every business, if the business is above the law, why not every business be able to do that? I mean, you know, I used to be with the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York. Let's go after, you know, give every business the right to discriminate. I mean, let's go back to 1960, you know, in the Jim Crow law. So this is absolutely hypocrisy at its height.
Well, we're back to, you know, the original sin. You know, it's the battle between good and evil, Ted. And people, especially people of faith, have to discern what is going on, that there is a clear difference. Let's not homogenize that. You have to call it for what it is. And by call it, I don't necessarily mean you need to stand on top of the rooftop and start calling out people for being evil. If you see evil, recognize it for what it is. Let the Lord of Heaven's army come down and descend on that and fight for righteousness and continue to hold on to your peace and the love of God and mercy that he's extended to you, so that we can be that light into a dark world.
You do that well in your, you know, but when I went to law school back, you know, back when, in the, to a very liberal law school, NYU, even in the midst of it, my professor of constitutional law was the head of the ACLU. We believed in free speech because we believed that the truth would come out.
Right.
Of course, if we were Marxists, we believed that that was the truth that would come out. But we didn't believe in crushing dissent. We didn't believe in canceling culture. So how a group has moved so much toward a belief that is totally, you know, if you look at Mexico during the 20s, if you look at Venezuela today, if you look at Argentina, when my wife's family fled Argentina under Perón because my wife's father was a doctor, the head of a big hospital, and he wouldn't wear a black tie at Evita's funeral, so he was being harassed. Well, if you look at all that, free speech was the basic element of our society.
Exactly.
So to tell people that they don't have the right, we should be big enough and smart enough that I can listen to the other side without wanting to kill them.
But what we said earlier, what Jordan Peterson says, why do you want to embrace ignorance and stupidity, you know, for the sake of not wanting to hear another's viewpoint? I mean, that
exactly.
That really comes to be the bottom line of this. I mean, it's deleterious. It doesn't serve anyone's best interests if we can't reason with one another. Ted, as we wrap things up, I do want you to address The Marksman, Protecting the Innocent. This is one of the movie reviews at movieguide.org.
Well, Liam Neeson is continuing to do movies. I don't think he's an overt Christian because we've interviewed him several times that have a heart and soul to him. It's about a rancher on the border who finds a woman and her child are being harassed by the cartels, and the woman has been shot by the cartel, and he, you know, she makes him promise that she'll take care of her son and take him to Chicago.
Right. Well, you can check it all out. Check out the review and other information that Dr. Ted Baer and the team give us every week, every day. It's right there at movieguide.org. He's the founder and publisher of said movie guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Ted, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
God bless. Bye-bye.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter